Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So we put the shrouds, we carry the deceased and put him in these shrouds. Any way of shrouding him special? Scholars say we in Arabia, this is what we do. We put the first shroud before we bring the deceased, and we put a lot of perfume, and we put a lot of al-hanut, which is a type of perfume that you break, and it's a substance. And we put different kinds of oud, of ward, something that is presentable. Then we put the other shroud and we do the same. Then we put the other third one and we put the same. So the full layer, three layers are all perfumed. You remember that incense we also can do before doing it. Then we bring the deceased, we put him. And before shrouding him, we bring a bottle of perfume and we put in a cotton in the places where he used to prostrate on. So we put a lot extensive on his palms, on his knees, on his feet, and on his forehead and nose. And then we shroud him with the first shroud. Normal, one and two. And from the top, there is about half a meter from the head and half a meter from the legs. Why? So that we can carry him from it when we put him in the grave. We don't hold his feet, we hold it from these half a meter long handles, if you wish. And then we wrap the first layer, we wrap the second layer, we wrap the third layer, and then we put the knots. So one at the legs, one at the knees, one at the waist, one at the head, one at the arms, depending, five or six or seven. Every country differs from the other. The most important thing that it is tight, that it will not break loose. Before doing that, some scholars, if you do not put a diaper, you put a big piece of cotton, big piece of cotton at the private parts and perfume it as well. And you wrap it. Now, for women, there is another extra. Because the Prophet in this hadith, he told them, when you finish, announce me, inform me. So they told him, and he gave them his izar, his lower garment. And he told them, put it next to her body, which means that it makes it now four pieces of shrouds. And that is why scholars say, make them witr and five. So one for the waist, and they say one is for the head or for the upper body, and the other three are your normal three shrouds. We finished, we wrapped the body with these shrouds. By this, he would be ready for burial. Now, the last, we did not mention this, the last wash, which is the third or the fifth or the seventh, we should add to it some kamfur. We call it in Arabic kafur. And what is this kamfur or kafur? It is a sort of substance that also gives perfume or scent to the washing. And scholars say that it gives the skin and the body stiffness. And the stiffness is needed so that it would become easier to carry and so on. So we put the perfume and we use these substances as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to do. We have some time left, I believe, but before we go to the following hadith. Do we have any questions? Okay, yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu.
What if a dead body has a ring in his or her hands which we are not able to pull out? Ring in the hand.
In the hand there's a ring.
Yes, and we are not able to pull out.
Well, if you are unable to take the ring without harming the body, leave it. And usually the jurors, the fuqaha, refer to a similar incident and they say, what's the ruling if the dead man had teeth made of gold? So they say, if it is possible to take them, if they are removable, then you have to take them because this is money and this is part of the inheritance that must be distributed. But if it is implanted And removing it would mean that you would have to have a surgery or harm the deceased by doing this. You know that the Prophet said, alayhi salam, breaking the bone of a deceased is like breaking the bone of a living man. Both are haram. So you're not allowed to take this off. However, scholars said, and this is what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on his soul, said on his lectures, that you may, after 6 or 7 or 8 months, dig the grave when all the bones and all the flesh has gone and the ring would be loose, the teeth, the golden teeth would be loose, you can collect those and use their money. Because this is money and it is a waste that it goes to waste. So I hope this answers your question. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Recently I had witnessed a funeral procession and I was witnessing the burial procedure. Before the shrouding the body, they applied some kind of powder. And when I inquired about the same, they told me for the body to decompose as soon as possible. So what is the ruling regarding it?
This is for the body to compose?
Decompose quickly.
No. This is not permissible. To apply a substance that would accelerate in decomposing the body, this is not permissible. You should make it as normal as it is by using the substances that the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, to use. So this is not permissible.
Sheikh, when the body is washed and the aura is still hiding, and now we have to move the body from one place to the other on the shroud, how do we do that?
Very, very simple. The process is the piece of cloth covering the aura is wet and it's dirty, most likely, though we've washed the whole body 3, 5, or 7 times. So what we do is when we finish, I told you we dry it with a towel. We bring a new fresh towel and we put it on top, one man holding it from top, and then we take from underneath it the wet piece of cloth. So the man now is covered with a towel. We take the body with the towel to the first shrouding place. The minute we put the first shroud and the second from underneath, we withdraw the towel. So now you cannot expose the awrah. This man is dead, but he has his honor and pride, and you have to protect this. Yes, brother.
While the body is being washed, what should be the people who have arrived for the funeral should be doing? Like they should be indulging in zikr, reciting Qurans. What should be doing while the
body is being washed?
Yes.
Yes. While the body is being washed, we do not have any prescribed dhikr at all. So any prescribed dhikr would be an innovation. So if you are, while doing this in yourself, say, oh Allah, forgive him, oh Allah, this is good. But we cannot say to the people, before you go, you must seek Allah's forgiveness 50 times, and you may say, may Allah have mercy on him 21 times. We have no prescribed thing to say or to do as such. Therefore, you just wash him without doing any dhikr. We've stated before that when a man is dying or he dies, we should not supplicate except with things that are good, because the angels, what do? They say, Ameen. But as we are washing, we do not have any evidence of any supplications or any dhikr, and of course, or any recitation of the Quran. And unfortunately, a lot of the Muslims believe that reciting the Quran when the people are dying or after their death or in the graveyard is beneficial and good. Especially they think that Surah Yasin, because there is a hadith where it was reported that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, اقرأوا على موتاكم ياسين. Recite on those who are dying or on those who had died Surah Yasin. But this hadith is not authentic. This hadith is weak. And those who authenticate it, they say that it means that when a person is on his dying bed, you should recite Surah Yasin. Why? Because he's alive, he's hearing Yasin, and in Yasin there are glad tidings of Jannah. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ, the man who came to warn his people and ask them to believe the messengers. He said, I wish that my people know how Allah Azza wa Jal forgave my sins and gave me reward or etc. So when a dying person hears this, he has hopes that he will be treated similarly. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.